Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We're going to maintain winds out of the north today, promoting some seasonable highs. Coming up, I'm going to show you the sunshine that will come with it.
And part of Hillsborough Street will be closed for the next 2 weeks. Just ahead, what you need to know about alternative routes and how this could impact your morning commute.
Financial issues at St. Augustine's means late paychecks for employees and financial aid concerns for students.
It's tough for students to focus. It's tough for professors and staff to pay their bills.
WRAL's Laura Levine will join us live to tell us about a news conference happening today where university leaders plan to talk about their financial strategy for the future. It is 4:30 and our strategy on this Monday is to get you ready. It is President's Day and it is a federal holiday. Maybe you have the day off and you can get an early start. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. One eye open in the bed, right? Just ease into it today. Yeah, exactly. It's also a normal day.
Yeah.
Cold weekend though, huh? Do you feel the temperatures out there below freezing in some areas? We're starting off pretty chilly too. Peter Shearwood in the WRN Severe Weather Center. Good morning.
Yeah, we woke up to those temperatures in the 20s over the weekend and some spots in the 30s, but we are going to see some improvements as we head into the afternoon. Checking out our satellite and radar right now, we have those winds out of the north, all the clouds that were out there for this weekend heading towards the south and east. It is beautiful as you step out the door this morning. We're taking a live look at Apex where it is quiet right now. You want to go for a run in that area. It's 30 degrees, so you'll still need to add on the layers as you head outdoors for this morning. Our temperatures are going to head into the 40s as we head into the late morning. We'll be at 48 degrees by 11 a.m. Lunchtime at 51 and 56 will be the afternoon high. I am tracking a warm-up that's going to move in. We're going to jump about 10 degrees as we head into the afternoons going into the end of the week. Coming up with 66 degrees on Thursday, I'm going to show you the rain that will come with it.
PETA, thanks. We have a traffic alert for drivers in Raleigh. Part of Hillsborough Street is closed right now and will stay closed for the next 2 weeks while crews work on a road project near the state fairgrounds. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from there this morning. And Kelsey, explain what crews are working on and what drivers can take as a detour.
Well, Renee, if Hillsborough Street is a part of folks' morning commute, they may notice this road closure near the fairgrounds. So crews will be working here for the next 2 weeks. We have a look now from Sky 5 at the larger project. Road construction at Hillsborough and Blue Ridge Road is taking longer than expected. NCDOT expected to finish this project this year. The new completion date is set for mid-2025. So when that project is finished, Blue Ridge will pass beneath Hillsborough, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. A new street will connect Hillsborough and Blue Ridge. NCDOT says this current closure is happening due to a waterline replacement.
The waterline has to be relocated so that we can progress construction for Blue Ridge Road in the future. So we are performing this work now ahead so we don't have any issues in the future.
And you can check out this list of detours on your screen. You'll have to use these roads for the next couple of weeks. Trinity Road, Youth Center Drive, Edwards Mill Road, Wade Avenue, and Western Boulevard. And this particular section of Hillsborough Street should reopen March 2nd. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, we'll also learn more about how school leaders at St. Augustine's University plan to address issues with finances. This all comes as employees report they've missed paychecks and students are dealing with concerns over financial aid. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from St. Aug's campus. And this comes as the school is at risk, Laura, of losing its accreditation. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, here at St. Augustine's University, leaders today will lay out their financial game plan moving forward. We know this comes as many people have been impacted by a slew of money problems that the university is dealing with, including some things that are impacting professors, students, and the community. A vigil was held here last night. In December, the Southern Association of Colleges placed the school on probation due to its finances. According to public records, the IRS placed a $7.9 million lien on the university for failing to pay taxes since 2020. The university is reportedly hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. The fallout is deep, as St. Augustine's could possibly lose its accreditation, teachers not receiving paychecks, and students' tuition refund are in limbo right now.
It's tough for students to focus. It's tough for professors and staff to pay their bills. It's tough for the administration to have to make promises and then break them.
And as we know, the money problems is just one facet to this issue. We're also looking at enrollment, which at this moment, the student body population was around 1,100 back in 2022, the fall of 2022. The most recent data that we have, that's down 23% from 10 years ago. Now, St. Augustine's will hold that press conference today beginning at 11 a.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, we're live in Raleigh.
This morning, a woman who Fayetteville police say is wanted on a first-degree murder charge is still on the run. Police are looking for this woman. Her name is Heather Lindsay. Investigators say if you see her or you know where she is, please call Crime Stoppers at 910-483-8477. Police say she killed 44-year-old Andre Lewis. He was shot on November 15th. Police say they found him when they responded to a call on Center Street. He died at the hospital. Lewis himself was facing a voluntary manslaughter charge in connection with the homicide case from July. Police say Lewis shot and killed Alvy Chavis Jr. of Fayetteville. Chavis was found dead behind a home, again on Center Street.
Today, the chair of a community-based organization in Durham will speak about the ongoing problems at Durham Public Schools. Walter Jackson is the chair of the Durham Committee on the Affairs of Black People. He plans to speak at 11:30 this morning to make recommendations about what should happen in the school district. This comes ahead of a planned vote by the school board on how to address the pay dispute for classified employees. That's scheduled for Thursday.
A Sampson County man is facing charges after a man was found dead inside the burned remnants of a mobile home. Deputies arrested 46-year-old Perry Folger of Faison on Sunday afternoon. He's charged with assault and burglary, and the sheriff's office says more charges are likely. The arrest comes after crews responded to a fire at a mobile home on Alex Benton Road. This was near Newton Grove just before 1 Sunday morning. They found a woman injured in the front yard and later discovered the body of 64-year-old Harry Taylor inside. The search warrant says both victims were assaulted with a bat. The woman who was hurt, 69-year-old Elvin Franklin, was hurt while trying to defend Taylor, and she was unable to get him out of the house as it burned.
A father is facing a DWI charge for a crash that killed his son and two other people in Edgecombe County. Troopers say 39-year-old Jerry Pollard was speeding and lost control of his SUV on US 64 alternate and then collided with a pickup truck. Pollard's 19-year-old son Jeremy, 19-year-old Jawian Drake, and 34-year-old Brittany Armstrong were all in his vehicle. Troopers say three of them were not wearing seatbelts. They were ejected and died. Another of Pollard's passengers, 30-year-old Morgan Page, was critically hurt but is stable. Pollard and the pickup truck's driver also went to the hospital with minor injuries. Troopers say there were beer cans in Pollard's car and more charges are expected.
A driver is facing several charges after State Highway Patrol says he led troopers on a chase through several counties. The chase started in Johnston County, then went through Harnett County before ending with a crash in Cumberland County. That crash happened on I-95 near Eastover and I-295. Troopers say the driver, Irwin Roberts, reached speeds over 150 miles per hour before sideswiping another car and crashing. Roberts is facing several felony charges. He's in the Johnson County Detention Center under a $47,000 bond.
Right now, the UN's highest court is meeting for the first of 6 days of hearings. The court is looking into the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of Palestinian claimed lands. An unprecedented number of countries are participating. The focus on Israel's occupation of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. Palestinian representatives who spoke first argued the occupation is illegal because it violates international law. Israel is not scheduled to speak, but could submit a written statement. A ruling is likely months away, but experts say the decision, though not legally binding, could greatly impact international aid to Israel and public opinion.
A community near Minneapolis is mourning the loss of three first responders killed in the line of duty. Crowds gathered last night in Burnsville for a vigil. Police officers Paul Elmstrand and Matthew Ruge, as well as a firefighter and paramedic Adam Finseth, were all killed while responding to a domestic situation. Another police officer was injured. Investigators say they got a call. An armed man was barricaded inside a home with family members. More than 6 hours after the situation started, officers reported the suspect was dead, but did not say how he died. Burnsville's police chief spoke about the three fallen first responders, calling them heroes.
Today, three members of our team made the ultimate sacrifice for this community. They are heroes. Our police officers and our fire paramedics, they come to work every day. They do it willingly. They know that they might have to give up their life for their partners, for someone else. They know they have to give up their life sometime, and they do it anyways. And you cannot understand it if you're not in the profession.
Officer Elmstrad was with the department for more than 6 years. Officer Ruge had nearly 4 years with the police department. Adam Finseth, who was a SWAT paramedic, worked with the city of Burnsville for 5 years.
NASCAR season is expected to get started today, one day later than planned. The Daytona 500 was postponed yesterday because of rain in Florida. Now the green flag is scheduled to drop at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and you can watch all the action live on Fox 50.
It is 4:41. Classes at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs are canceled today as police search for the person who shot and killed two people in a dorm room.
We don't really know if they're still out there or if they're still on campus.
Up next, what we've learned about the two victims in this case as authorities work to figure out a motive.
And yet another round of winter storms hitting parts of California this morning, bringing strong winds and heavy rains with it. We'll show you a new video out of Sacramento this morning where flooding on roads is already causing issues.
And here's a live look at Apex. It's going to be a milder day than yesterday, and sunshine is on the way for this afternoon. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood will join us after the break with a look at this week's forecast.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. Temperatures are chilly as you head out the door this morning. In some spots, we're seeing those readings below freezing right now. 30 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, and it's 28 degrees out there in Roxborough. You're going to need the extra layer if you're heading out early this President's Day. It's 35 degrees as well in Fayetteville. We are going to see beautiful conditions through the afternoon, all thanks to high pressure and control. That's going to allow us to see a little bit more sunshine today compared to the weekend. We're taking a live look at North Hills, where all is quiet at the moment. As we head throughout the rest of the morning, expect those temperatures to jump into the 40s. We'll be at 44 degrees by 10 and then 56 for the afternoon high. Coming up, I'm going to show you when rain will move in.
Another round of winter storms is bringing strong winds and rain to California's central coast this morning. This was the scene around 10:30 last night on the Capital City Freeway in Sacramento. It's on the road. Crews worked to clear a clogged drain in that area as lanes on the freeway were covered in water. The latest storm is expected to bring hail and high surf as well. A wind advisory is set to continue through late tonight, and a flood watch will be in effect through Wednesday morning.
The push for Congress to pass a new aid package for Ukraine is growing as you look live at the U.S. Capitol this morning. Officials say Ukraine is running low on weapons and supplies, and Russia recently overtook a key city. The Senate passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill last week that includes $60 billion for Ukraine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer released a statement yesterday demanding House Republicans pass the bill following the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. House Speaker Mike Johnson and others in the GOP have issues with the bill, saying it lacks provisions for migrants trying to enter the U.S. The House is in recess until the end of the month, which President Biden calls outrageous.
We're learning more about a double murder investigation on the campus of the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. Today, all classes are canceled there as an investigation continues. Authorities have identified two people found shot and killed in a dorm room, 26-year-old Seeley Montgomery, 24-year-old Samuel Knopp, both from Colorado. Police say Knopp was a student. Montgomery was not. The two were found Friday when police responded to calls of shots fired in a dorm room, prompting a campus lockdown. Authorities have not released any information on a suspect or motive in the case. The campus community is on edge.
We don't really know if they're still out there, or if they're still on campus, if they're a student, if they're someone who just came onto campus and came into a dorm. So it's kind of terrifying.
Authorities say they have ruled out the possibility this was a murder-suicide. During a press conference last night, they said they are intentionally restricting the amount of information being made public, but they say the shooter appears to have known at least one of the victims.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are following some breaking news out of Indianapolis this morning. One person is dead. Five others are hurt after a shooting there at a Waffle House in Indianapolis. This is a live look at the scene right now. Officials say the situation started as a fight around 12:30 this morning, both inside and outside that restaurant. The altercation started between two groups and escalated to gunfire. Several people were taken to local hospitals where one woman died. Police say they're reviewing surveillance videos from the restaurant, trying to determine whether any of those who were injured fired any of those gunshots. We'll stay on top of this and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. Neighbors in a Northern Virginia community are in shock after this huge explosion leveled a house, killing a firefighter and hurting 12 others. Investigators are trying to pinpoint the source of the propane leak authorities believe caused this blast. Crews, including a team from the ATF, remained at the scene yesterday, 2 days after the massive explosion. Fire officials say they've identified a leaking 500-gallon underground propane tank as a possible cause. That's leaving neighbors wondering what is underneath their homes.
We probably might need to get our lines checked out just for a peace of mind. But it's been going through our minds.
Three of the 11 firefighters who were hurt in the explosion are still in the hospital, and that includes two who are being treated in a burn unit.
Coming up on 10 minutes before 5 on our President's Day Monday morning here. It is cold once again. Maybe you got used to that over the weekend. But Peter Shearwood in the WRS Severe Weather Center, we do have a nice warm-up this week.
Yes, and we're seeing that warm-up already for this afternoon. Yesterday, we were in the lower 50s. Today, we'll be in the mid-50s, allowing us to see seasonable temperatures for today. So 56 will be the high in Raleigh, 55 in Durham, and then 58 degrees in Fayetteville. We're actually going to see a little bit more sunshine as we head throughout our President's Day as well. But changes are going to move in. By the time we head into late Thursday and Friday, a cold front will approach the area. It is going to bring rain, but moisture associated with this system will be limited. So it's not going to be a lot of rain. And then behind it, we are tracking some cold temperatures to filter in once again. We're back into the 50s then. So as we take a look at what we have going on, we do have a little bit of clouds across the eastern half of the state, and then sunshine will be racing in for this morning. But I am tracking this batch of clouds that's over Atlanta and Georgia right now. Eventually, that is going to head towards the north and bring some cloud cover across our south and eastern counties come this afternoon. But overall, it is going to be a nice one, especially for the triangle and areas to the north. This high pressure system that's in place across the mid-Atlantic will provide us with beautiful conditions through the day. A few clouds will build in for Tuesday with a short wave that will have a hard time producing rain. As we head into Wednesday, cloud cover will increase ahead of our next system that will move in on Thursday. So Thursday, here's a look at that front. It's off towards the west, moving across Nashville, Tennessee, bringing all the rain into Indianapolis as well. We will see this gradually move into the area, and overnight Thursday into Friday morning, that's when we're going to see the rain. Those showers are expected to be scattered out in nature, and they're going to race out pretty quickly. Friday afternoon, clearing conditions will take over, and we are going to see quiet conditions by Friday night. Now, within the next 5 days, we're not expecting a lot of rain, perhaps a tenth of an inch or less of rainfall possible. Here's a live look at North Hills this morning, where we have clear and calm conditions going on. Right now, it's 30 degrees out the door. Make sure you grab your jackets for this morning. By the afternoon, you'll still need that extra layer. We're heading to 56 degrees, but it is going to be a nice one if you do want to get outside, maybe get the kids outside to get some fresh air. Slightly cooler tomorrow by a degree, 55, still seasonable. We will see that big warm-up move in by Thursday with a high of 66. Rain chances building in Thursday night into Friday morning, and then cooler conditions moving in over the weekend.
Thanks, Peter. If you're having trouble focusing, you're not alone. Up next, we'll explain what popcorn brain is and why mental health experts say it could be caused by social media use. Plus, it was a star-studded weekend in Indianapolis. Which player was named MVP for this year's NBA All-Star Game? That's coming up.
Always saw in those games the stop here. I'm here so I won't.